Professor Dumbledore has granted me permission to start this little dueling club.
And with that, welcome to the Dueling Club, learning one spell at a time.
Hello, I'm Al.
And I'm Jen. Club.
So.
That was really awkward, but okay.
Anyway.
So let's try it again.
Nope.
Please.
Nope. It's a oneer. Come on.
No, we got to make it so that we're not talking on top of each other.
I know. I'm Al.
And I'm Jen.
This is the Dueling Club.
And you're being difficult.
You don't like anything.
I do. That's not true.
You don't like anything.
That's not true.
You're pleased with nothing.
I'm pleased with a lot of things.
Lies.
Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies. I don't know. I don't know where that came from, but that's what happened.
I don't know. You're
my brain does song association all the time.
Interesting.
You know, I've actually heard that that's a sign of being neurodivergent, where you just randomly communicate in song, like I do. So,
wait a second.
One more time of me being weird. What's up? In a good way.
So then musicals? Because they communicate with song.
They were probably created by people who were neurodivergent.
Neat.
Which makes perfect sense if you think about it. Because your brain functions in a different way. So of course you would see the world in a different way and want to express yourself in a different way.
Yee.
Also,
watching this video real quick of League of Legends extremers and stuff like that. And it was just showing like an event where it's like I'm not sure if he's a current professional player or not. Him doing rock, paper, scissors with like one of the casters for the event.
Okay.
And I was around when he first started, because typically pro players don't last super duper long. They stop. They like retire when they're like 24 or 25. And he was super promising, and they had scouted him in Europe when he was 16.
Ooh.
And I assume now he's like 22, 23.
I'm telling you, there are people who do incredible things who get scouted at very young ages. One of my coworkers, her son has been doing wrestling forever. Her son's like 15 now. He's been doing wrestling since middle school, and he has been scouted by, like, European invitationals.
Jeez.
Yeah. He went to one in March, and then he went to a completely different one, the beginning of August, as a 15-year-old.
That's wild.
And, like, he kicked some butt in the tournament, too. In the one in March, he didn't. I think he was fifth overall.
Mm-hmm.
In the one in August, he was like first and second in a couple of different events.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he's got a future there. And he's already because he just finished his freshman year and starting his sophomore year, as a freshman, had a whole plan on what he needed to do to be able to get into one of those higher division universities with a full wrestling program to get there on an athletic scholarship. But he's also really smart.
Well, I mean, it makes sense to want to take advantage of kind of everything, you know? When presented with it.
Yeah.
Why not take the route that has to do with sports, because it'll cover just about everything.
Yeah. And that's what my first godson, because my second godson is our nephew. Mm-hmm. That's what my first godson did. It wasn't wrestling, it was soccer. Mm-hmm. But basically, yeah.
It surprises me how big, like, non-professional, under X age, like, sports, how popular they are.
Yeah.
Like, soccer in Japan.
Oh, sorry.
Is super huge.
Well, soccer everywhere except the United States is super huge.
Well, it's...
It's getting bigger in the United States. Yes.
But, like, people will, like, in Japan, or we'll say, because I know a little bit about it, a tiny smidge amount, like, they'll know of it because it's, like, or like something that you talk about.
Yeah. Well, you know, our family is from South America. Mm-hmm. If we were still in living in South America, because we were born in the U.S., if we had been born in South America instead and lived there, we would be talking about soccer like we talk about other sports. Well, not you and I specifically, there but in general, go. Because we don't really talk about sports all that much. But if we did, we would talk about those other sports. We would talk about soccer a lot, and we would know about soccer a lot. Mm-hmm. You know? And as much as we don't talk about sports, we still know enough about soccer to know what's happening if we happen to catch a match on TV.
Yeah. But it's again, we're talking about, like, professionals.
Yes.
People who have multi-million dollar contracts versus, like, high schoolers and college kids.
Well, how do you think you get to the multi-million dollar?
Yeah, I know, yeah. I know. But, like, it's, like, such a big step up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just interesting.
Oh, it's super interesting. You know? And you have to have the desire to keep going. And unfortunately, you know, kids change what they want to do. And just, hell, everyone just changes what they want to do. Sure. At any time. So, yeah. Anyway, that was a nice tangent to go on. Oh, I like it. I didn't
finish my thought. My original
Continue
thought.
Your Sorry original thought, it. Please.
So,
League of Legends.
Yeah, yeah.
He got scouted.
Yeah. Okay. So, seeing him go from a teenager to, like, a young adult, it kind of saddens me because he looks so different now.
Yeah.
He seemed like a little nerdy teenager, and now he looks like a weird version of MGK.
Mm.
Where, like, his hair, he had, like, dirty blonde hair, and now he has, like, here, you can see, I'll put the clip back up for you. And look at his arms, fully blacked out, like sleeves.
Yeah. Well, so.
And I understand finding yourself and, like, your style changing, but, like.
So as human beings,
mm-hmm.
we like things to stay constant. And going back to our previous episode where we talked about inattentional blindness,
mm-hmm.
where you miss things, that's why you miss things, because your brain creates this story of continuity that isn't necessarily there. What happens with people when we're talking about the inattentional blindness with people and that desire to have continuity is that we put people in categories, in boxes. We label them in certain ways because human beings are lazy and it helps us figure stuff out quickly. But we want to keep people in those boxes. So when they no longer fit in those boxes, because it could be uncomfortable for us, it's weird for us, it's just different and we don't like it because a lot of people don't like change, it rubs us the wrong way. When in reality, human beings change all the time. People change all the time. And we just have to deal with it. Although outwardly I look like the same person I was 5 years ago, mm-hmm. I'm inwardly not the same person. There are some fundamental things that have stayed the same. Like some of my beliefs, core beliefs have stayed the same. But I am a different person. So I can't. You can't hold me to the same steps value, like, you can't hold me to the same stuff as you did 5 years ago because I'm not the same person.
Yeah, for me, it's just the idea that he, obviously as a teenager, you have a lot of growing to do in a multitude of different directions.
Mm-hmm.
But it just felt like, I don't know. It feels like less of a, when you, I understand that you mimic people that you respect.
Yeah, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Yes.
And it would be nice if I could talk.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead.
Glorious. It just feels like his transformation, no disrespect if you like MGK, is like definitely a downgrade.
No disrespect, but a little disrespect. It might be, but you know what? Number one, who are we to judge? And number two, if he's happy that way, then so be it. He's the one who has to live with it. Like, if you never want to see a picture of him ever again, you don't have to.
True. True.
He's the one who has to live with that and the people in his surrounding. And if he's happy, what is it to anybody else? Right?
I guess.
It's weird, but it, you know, what can you do? I've had the pleasure of, the privilege of seeing you grow up from a little baby to the man that you are now. And sometimes when I look at you, I still think about the tiny little baby laying in some blankets, crying your little brains out. So it's weird to me. But you're an adult. You can do what you want. And, you know, it's a little uncomfortable when I think about it. Just, you were a little baby just 2 days ago in my mind. Clearly not chronologically speaking. But you've changed a lot too.
Yeah. Look, I've upgraded in some ways.
Yeah, I mean, we're always able to upgrade more, but yes. What if to him it feels like an upgrade? What if to him it feels like he's being his true, authentic self?
Well, he's foolish and wrong and stupid.
Hey, so, no, stop.
I'm kidding.
So, listen, you know how you used to have really long hair?
Yeah.
And sometimes you go back to it and have really long hair?
Listen, sometimes, you know.
Sometimes you rock the Jesus look. Mm-hmm. I understand. But our other sister hates it. She doesn't like it. She thinks that it looks bad and gross and, you know, you don't look respectable and you don't look the way that, in her mind, a man should look. Just because you have long hair. Which is a little weird because her boyfriend has long hair now, but whatever. But that was how she felt.
I was going to say, wow, she is a hypocrite. Moist.
I mean, in some things, it's okay. We're not going to go to there, but okay. But you still felt good. You didn't look bad. You just didn't look what, in her mind, was acceptable. Did that stop you from doing it? No, because you liked it. And it didn't look bad.
My hair used to be so long.
Hair used to be super long. I need to, my hair needs some help right now, but that's just because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do at the moment, because I've been wearing it up in, like, buns and stuff a lot lately, because it's just easier.
Yeah. My hair was so long.
Yeah.
That gravity actually started to affect it and straightened my hair.
Yeah. That's what happens.
Because we have really wavy, curly, odd hair.
So, we have, there's three of us, including our sister, and we all have different hair. So, Al's hair is a combination of curly, wavy. Our sister's hair, our older sister, her hair is more wavy than curly. And mine is curly. More curly than wavy. So, like, Al's in the middle, our sister's on the wavy side, and I'm on the curly side. But yeah, when he had really long hair, all of the curls were starting to go away.
Yep.
Just because you had so much weight on your hair.
Yeah.
Because of your hair.
And it was a thing that... It was so bad in the summers. The summers that I had long hair. That, like, I couldn't anymore after a while.
Yeah.
It was when I lived in Reno with you where I was like...
You're like, come a hair.
My hair is literally like burning me.
Yeah. That's one of the downsides of having long hair. Why do you think this summer it's been up in buns and ponytails and things like that? Because I like to not feel like I'm dying.
Yeah. It was like a curtain of heat.
Yes.
And I remember one night specifically, I couldn't sleep because of how hot it made me.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided, I'm like, I'm getting my hair cut, dude.
Yeah. It happens. So, we are 15 minutes in. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. By the time you guys hear this, I will have done the signing for my house. The final walkthrough and the signing and the... I'll be a homeowner. The fiancé and I will be homeowners.
That is scary and exciting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this week I did all of the... Well, the previous week as well, but... Mm-hmm. We set up all of the things that we have to set up, like, that nobody tells you until you start doing it, like water and waste removal. I had to set up an account with them. Electricity. I had to set up an account with them, like power. Mm-hmm. Because we have a oil and propane in the house, we had to set up an account with that company. Internet. We need the current owner to end his internet service so that we can start ours with the same company, because that company is the one that is the most reliable in the area. And since we both work from home, like, that's what we need, you know?
Are you going to do the super cool modern thing of having two lines in one in your house? One as like your main, one as your backup, just in case? Because, I mean, both of your jobs rely on your internet. Maybe cross that bridge, but to see after, you know.
Yeah, so we're doing the... I'll send you the link to show you what it is that we're doing. But basically, it's the highest, the most advanced one that they have for residential customers. With the highest download bandwidth and all of that wonderfulness. Mm-hmm. So that both of us can continue to work from home. And what we do is, he's hardwired in. Mm-hmm. And I am wireless for the most part.
Okay.
So we haven't had a problem with it. The only times we've had a problem is when internet is actually down.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, we're good. And
well, that's what it was for this one streamer that I liked. He moved to Florida and his internet was kind of choppy sometimes when he had visited the house after having already bought it, but not having moved in just yet, just making sure everything was okay.
Yeah.
The internet would cut in and out. So he had a technician come in and was just like, make sure this is up as much as humanly possible. My
livelihood
is dependent on this. And so it was okay, but he was worried that how... When you bring something to a technician's attention, it magically gets better, but then it reverts after like a week or two, and you're just like, "What the heck?" So he actually had a whole other line placed in his, like, ran to his house from like a whole different service, had to pay for it and everything. It cost him like a couple of grand or something,
mm-hmm.
and he had a whole other service that was the backup internet.
Well, and that's what we have in mind of possibly doing,
mm-hmm.
seeing how this service works, and then like T-Mobile internet, it's $50 a month. That could be our backup, you know. Our backup is always if our internet goes out. Mm-hmm. You know, we can just tether our stuff to our phones for the time being. It won't be fantastic, but it'll work. That's always our backup.
What are the places near you guys? Like, do you have like a Starbucks just like in work?
There's a Dunkin' Donuts like 20 minutes away.
Are Dunkin' Donuts known for having free Wi-Fi?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I just, when I think of Dunkin' Donuts, I just think of like burnt coffee. So I don't know. Like... They have other things.
They have other things.
I had a Boston cream from there.
Boston creams are yummy.
I had not appreciated them until I watched this one YouTuber called Will Tennyson.
Mm-hmm.
And he is like a fitness YouTuber, but he's like a super fat kid at heart.
Aren't they all? Let's right. be real. All of the people who are now fitness people on YouTube and Instagram and TikTok and whatever mm-hmm. were fat people. They were fat kids.
So I have realized
unless that. They were either like, I'm going to say mm-hmm. 80% of them were fat kids.
Yeah.
And 20% of them are, I'm even going to go 85% of them were fat kids. And then 15% of them were kids who grew up in that kind of, let's be really active and let's do this and let's do that. Mm-hmm. And they're like, this is my calling. And they are just going to do it forever.
Well, I think what it is a vast majority of them, like you mentioned, they're like fat kids. They actually have.
And mind that you, I don't say it in a derogatory way. No. I'm a big girl. Like I've got some heft to me. So I'm never going to fat shame anyone. I don't care.
Well, he actually admit, like he said, like, well, number one, he was tired of being like chubby.
Yeah.
He was just like, I just want to like be comfortable with my body. And then he was like, but then I also found out that it had the added bonus of me being able to actually eat whatever the heck I wanted to eat.
Yeah.
So he'll do like challenges. I'm going to eat 10,000 calories today.
And yeah. Then, and as long as you go back to eating well exactly afterwards and taking end. Care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they always say is abs aren't made in the gym. They're made in the kitchen.
Yes.
So if you're going to, as you can't out exercise a bad diet. That's another thing they always say.
Yes.
So if you're going to eat like crap, yes, please exercise. Mm. However, yes, please stop eating like crap eventually.
Yeah. At the end of the episode, he goes like, and this is like an example to show you guys that like, you can have a bad day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you're trying to, like, change habits and work on yourself or whatever, you can have a bad day. Just make sure that you go back to what you were doing before.
Yeah.
You don't have to sit there and be mad at yourself for one bad day and give up or lose motivation.
Well, so, again, because we're moving,
mm-hmm.
and that's a whole new chapter in our lives,
yes.
we've gone back to, we're going to do the things that work for us. Since we're going to be in a more, I don't want to say rural, because I can't say the word.
Kinda-ish.
But yes, it's like that idea you think of like, quaint little town. Since that's what we're going to be in once we move, we're going to have to cook most of our food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So because we're going to have to cook most of our food, we've decided that we're going to go back to what works for us, which is like keto-ish.
Yeah.
And when I say keto-ish, I mean more, and you and I have talked about it, Trim Healthy Mama, where it's more, you have to eat the better carbs for you, like instead of white rice, brown rice, or quinoa.
So,
instead of this, you eat that. You don't avoid fruits and vegetables because of the carb count.
People hear keto.
Yeah.
And they immediately go like, oh, it's like a fad diet or whatever.
Yeah, no.
Oh my God, you're cutting out carbs completely. And it's like, when we talk about keto, yeah. we talk more about sort of maintaining a good
balance
of macronutrients in terms of protein, carbs, and fat.
Yeah.
But then also something that is an aside is also portion control and stuff like
yeah.
that. If you combine those features, those things, portion control and having good macros, having more protein than carbs,
having
and fat,
more vegetables.
Yeah, that too.
And I don't mean like, I love peas.
We're not
don't get me wrong.
By the way.
Yeah, no, we're not. Please don't take advice from us on this. Like, please. If it resonates with you, please do your own research. But we're not, like, in any kind of way experts in anything other than maybe Harry Potter.
Correcto.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I watched a TikTok where a dude did a trivia thing at, like, Universal for mm-hmm. Harry Potter. And he was doing the questions, and the chick was, like, stumbling. He was, like, answering. And I was, like, firing off.
Yeah.
And I was like, how do you not know that? And I was like, oh, yeah, because I'm a geek. I'm not going to stop.
Yeah. You're, like, level 10. She's, like, level 1.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what was I saying? We're not experts in any kind of way whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to, with us, when we talk about it, I do, like I said, I've tried different things, and what works for me is more of a balance of things. So I love meat. I love beef. I love pork. I love chicken. Like, I love those. Does that mean that there aren't vegetarian days? No, I love vegetables too. Okay. Fiance, if you're listening to this, don't scoff because he says that I don't like vegetables. I do.
I wear that badge.
I know you do. I don't. I don't wear the, I don't like vegetables. The thing is that
I wish I liked vegetables. Yeah. We have gone over this.
Yes.
I wish I could like vegetables. I wish I could like mushrooms and stuff.
Yeah.
I have tried multiple times, and you have been there for many attempts.
Yes.
I cannot stomach it. My taste buds riot.
Well, and like you said, every couple of years, you just got to try it again. See how it feels.
You remember that one time I got a burger and they left the pickle on?
Yeah.
And I literally gagged?
Yes, I know.
I don't want to dislike things. My taste buds just, no. They hate me sometimes.
But like, for example, breakfast, I'll have, it depends on if it's a hungry day or not. Because you know how sometimes you wake up and you're ravenous and other times you're like, meh, I'm fine. So if I'm ravenous, then it's like, I want some eggs. I want some eggs and maybe a little bit of cheese on my eggs. Which sounds super keto, right? However, if I'm really doing the thing that I'm supposed to do, I eat that on a bed of baby spinach. Not cooked. Because for some reason, spinach, when it's cooked, I'm not a fan. Okay. Unless it's like cream spinach, but then that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Or it's cooked in like a spinach lasagna, but that's a whole other thing as well. But it's like a salad at the same time that you're eating eggs. But it's yummy and nutritious.
Oh, dude. I showed you the video for the recipe, the super like low calorie mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
I changed it. Made it my own. So instead of putting as much water while boiling the noodles, I actually boil the noodles with, people are going to like, they're going to like die, you too.
Maybe. Go ahead.
But I'm just going to say it. Cottage cheese.
I don't like cottage cheese. I'm sorry.
But the thing is that, so I do that as part of the moisture. So it actually cooks out a lot of the moisture from the cottage cheese. And then, like, you know how the cottage cheese is like moisture and like little curds of like weird, nasty tasting cheese, basically.
Yeah.
So do that. And then, before I even turn on the heat, it's a tablespoon of the cheddar cheese powder.
Okay.
And then 2 tablespoons of that and 1 teaspoon of hot honey.
Okay.
And then salt, pepper, and garlic powder. And then mix all together and then let it go to boil, basically.
Okay.
And then mix it. And then the cheese actually melts. And then at the end, do like 1/2 cup of fat-free mozzarella in it. And oh my god, it's like legit. Like, legit mac and cheese.
Did you hear your dog at the door whining?
Anyway.
Okay, so... She's annoying. So, you know what I found that's really yummy? Mm. A warm green salad. And I know that that sounds weird, but we were going...
Sorry, you what?
Yeah. So, a couple months ago, we found this place on DoorDash. It's called Chopped. And they make, like, different salads and bowls and stuff.
Do they make you, like,
fight? No. No.
Weird ingredient battles?
And then
you lose your chop?
No.
I like that show.
I like that show, too. But the warm green salad, or bowl, whatever you want to call it, the base of it is greens, obviously. So, like, brown rice, a brown rice and cauliflower rice, or rice cauliflower mixed together. Or they have one that's like brown rice and quinoa and some other grain. They call it their ancient grain mix.
Just as an aside, if someone tries to tell you that rice cauliflower is the same as rice, no. You smack them.
It's not. It's different.
They're lying through their teeth.
Okay. Continue. It's different. Okay.
No, but I've heard so many times. It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
You get out of my
house. You learn to like it.
You learn to accept it.
Yes. Anyway, so it's that, and then you add all of the things you would to, like, a regular salad. Mm-hmm. So, like, whatever protein you want to eat. Let's say you want to throw some corn in that stuff. I was going to say a bad word, and I did not. You throw some corn in there. You throw some cheese in there. You throw whatever else you want. And then you can add a salad dressing. Like an Asian poppy dressing, or it's a lemon poppy that I have. It's really yummy. Or a vinaigrette, and then you just toss it all together. Mm-hmm. It is so good and super filling.
Yes.
So that's, we used to get them from Chopped a lot. Like, we were doing a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And then eventually I just bought like 4 different kinds of salad dressing, and we had all of the stuff we needed, like chickpeas, and I put some of them, like, I opened up a can, because let's be real, we don't have time all the time to cook stuff from scratch.
As an aside, aquafaba is magical. Continue.
Yes. But, like, I rinsed half of them to make sure that they were just
chickpea juice, by the way.
Yes. I rinsed half of them just to have them. Mm-hmm. And then, well, I rinsed the whole thing. Half of them went into the salad as they were. And then the other half, I actually put them in a pan and toasted them.
Nice.
So we had the nice, you know, the squishy chickpeas, and we had the nice crispy ones. So I'm telling you, I'm started making them myself whenever I get into my cooking moods, and delicious.
Nice.
So that's also an idea for you. But, like I was saying, since we're going to be moving, we decided that we want to do all the healthier stuff. And for us, that's eating more balanced when it comes to...
Well, you should try my mac and cheese recipe. I understand that you are squeamish because you don't like cottage cheese, but I can tell you right now, the cheddar powder overpowers everything. So it tastes just like the normal mac and cheese.
And you need to...
And it goes a very long way. It is a big... Yeah. Turn around, you can actually see the cheddar powder in the kitchen. It goes a long, long way. It should be behind the cheese.
Oh, I see it. Yeah. I see it.
It is... I've made the mac and cheese like 4 times now. Obviously different iterations to test out what works. Yeah. But look how much is still left in my thing. It's basically full.
I do the same thing with nutritional yeast, but I can't do that in...
If nutritional yeast is so expensive.
Yeah. So here's the problem. I like nutritional yeast. Mm-hmm. I like the flavor that it imparts into things. The fiance hates it. He hates nutritional...
Have you tried it for
breading? I've tried it in every possible way. And if I use it...
He'll know.
It's like you with mushrooms. He knows. He's like, this is not your best. He'll eat it because I made it. And I've only done it a couple of times now because I refuse to waste things anymore.
Yeah.
But he's like, he'll eat it because it's food and, you know, whatever. But he's like, I don't like that. Please don't put that in anything. It is awful. I hate nutritional yeast. I'm like, okay.
Have you tried it? So hear me out, as breading for chicken, like chicken strips.
Yes.
Is pork rinds ground up.
Yes.
With nutritional yeast.
Yes.
And Parmesan cheese.
Yes. And he can still taste the nutritional yeast.
Annatto pepper, whatever the heck. Because that masks a little bit of the like cheesiness of...
I've tried... Okay. Breading, like a similar breading to that, with all different kinds of stuff. This is just a small little amount. Nope. He can taste it right away and he's done.
Like, nope, this ain't it. fair enough.
So I would rather not use it on stuff that I'm going to make for him, mm-hmm. because then he just won't eat it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Unfortunate.
Yeah. But, you know, that's the only issue we have with food, yeah. honestly. And he's not a fan of carrots.
Yes.
But he'll eat them.
Okay, fair enough. Carrots are fine. Okay, anyway.
Well, it's... You know how people like to bulk stuff up with carrots?
Yeah.
Because it's inexpensive and whatever. He does, like, he's over it. The same way we are over peaches.
Okay, fair enough, I guess.
Yeah.
So three points. The last one's gonna be Harry Potter point, and then we're gonna do the actual okay. chapter.
So before we get there, yeah. I have a point.
Okay.
Everyone, February, what was it? 10th?
My brain says 10th or 23rd. So
I think it's 10th.
Yes,
probably. Okay, because it's December 23rd. Okay, so February 10th for all platforms except for Nintendo Switch, mm-hmm. Hogwarts Legacy comes out.
Oh,
everyone, please pre-order.
Pre-order, make your WB accounts, link it to the Wizarding World account, because you can transfer over your wand and your house.
Mm-hmm.
Some content creator on YouTube also mentioned the fact that they're actually trying to pipeline in being able to use your Patronus as well. They said that they're not sure how many models they can get in because they have too many options in Wizarding World.
Yeah.
But that might be a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely do that stuff. You also get a special mask and a special robe.
I've mentioned the robe already. I need to do that. Yes.
It looks incredible. So just, it takes 5 minutes and you will be happy with the result. Yeah.
If you have a Nintendo Switch, unfortunately, you're going to have to wait longer. The scheduled release date for that is December 2023. And I think that's where you saw the December 23rd, 2023.
Random, another inclusion on that is I have no idea how the game is going to work on the Switch, because the Switch is not up to par
yeah.
with the PC or current gen or next gen consoles. So agreed. I have no idea how it's going to work. My brain can't fathom it.
I don't know either. I think it's going to be very similar to the way that it works on the phone with other games, like the Hogwarts Mystery, well, I think it is, that I play.
The thing is, they're trying to port it exactly over to the Switch.
That's not going to work.
Like, the Switch can't even, like, the Switch struggles with Pokemon games, man.
Yeah.
Like.
We'll see how that works. And I'm saying we'll see, mm-hmm. because clearly the fiancé is already planning on getting me the one for the PS5, since we have a PS5.
Yes.
However, I also want to buy the one for the Switch. So we'll see. I'm definitely going to find out.
On PC.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to stream it.
Yeah. Which is fine. Yeah. I'm more of I want to play it on my consoles. That's just me.
It's just going to look better for me. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Whatever.
It's a factual.
Anyway. Thing. So that's all I wanted to say about that. It's coming. Finally.
So my first aside is, I'm not sure if Mom told you. She probably did. But we had Japanese food yesterday.
You had ramen?
Yes.
That's what she... Because she told me that you guys went and ate food, and I figured that that's what it was. Because she's like, oh, it was a soup, con fideos, pasta.
Noodles.
And I was like, that sounds like ramen. She doesn't know what ramen is, so I'm not going to say, did you have ramen? Mm-hmm. Because then she's going to be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I figured you would tell me. Yes, yeah. She said it was delicious.
She had a shrimp tempura ramen.
Oh.
I picked it for her.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big brain.
Did you get the tonkatsu ramen?
Yes.
High five.
The place is actually very cheap.
What's it called?
It's called Kenya Sushi Bar.
Okay.
In West Orange. Wow, I just kind of doxed myself a little bit. Whatever, don't care.
We have also mentioned it a couple of times when we've hung out with Max. Hi, Max. Yes.
Hello, Max. $22 for an appetizer and a bowl.
That's not bad.
It's
Mom
not.
Was like, so expensive. And in my head,
bro,
I didn't. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you're going out to eat, That's definitely on the more pricey side if you're thinking about fast food, but it's not fast food.
It's not.
It's a sit-down place. Yes. So for a sit-down place, that's more average pricing.
Mm-hmm.
And for some places, that's actually on the less expensive side.
I think for something as time-consuming that ramen is...
That's the thing. Mom doesn't know that it's time-consuming. For her, it's just a broth with some noodles. Though. Yeah.
Like, not afterwards, but while we're eating, I'm like you know, the soup, like this broth that we're having...
It takes like a day to make properly.
At the very least, 24 hours.
Yeah.
Like, they boil down bones for that long.
Mm-hmm.
But hers was shrimp tempura and it's like I said, appetizer plus ramen. Takoyaki.
Oh, yes.
There were 8 of the balls with like the little bonita mm-hmm. flakes and all. By the way, I had the bonita flake by itself and I wanted to die.
Yeah. There's some things that make food better, but if you have it by itself, you're like, ooh!
Don't do it. Because it's straight fish.
Yeah.
So it's dry, overwhelming fish. And I don't like fish.
Yeah.
I died.
That was your fault.
That was my fault. I had one. I like the flavor profile.
Yes.
Don't like how chewy octopus is.
Yeah.
I was there for like 5 minutes chewing the same piece of octopus. I'm like, bro, stop. You're dead. You lost this battle.
And no.
Anyway.
It was still fighting.
And then I had tonkotsu pork ramen with pork buns.
Tonkotsu ramen is just delicious. Did you put the chili oil in there too?
No, I didn't get the spicy one. They have a spicy one. And my friend was like, bro, just have the normal one first, then try the spicy one later because you're not sure. I'm like, dude, I like spicy food. Bro, just try the normal one first, trust me. And he's had a lot of Japanese food, mm-hmm. So I was like, fine, whatever. It still was incredibly delicious.
Yeah.
Like, absurdly delicious.
So I wish it was spicy. The place we get ramen from, mm-hmm. they actually allow you to, like, they also offer you a little cup of chili oil for like $1, whatever, that you can put into your ramen if you want to mm-hmm. add the spice. They have a spicy tonkatsu as well, mm-hmm. but they have a regular tonkatsu and you can add that. I get the regular tonkatsu. And then I add however much I want to get to my level of spice. And it always works out well. Because tonkatsu ramen is delicious in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
That extra spice is just that extra little kick you need to go from delicious to chef's kiss delicious.
Yeah. No, so I've had tonkatsu ramen before near Fort Lee.
Yeah.
Went with a friend. Had like 2 bites of his ramen because we were hanging out. And I didn't bring money because I was like, I didn't know we were coming to Fort Lee to have freaking Japanese food or else I'd have had money.
Yeah.
And so he was like, no, I'll just try it. It's okay. It's not a big deal. Had 2 bites and was like, oh, it's okay. Did not compare to yesterday's
Japanese. You have to find a good place. And once you find a good place, that's the place you go to forever for the ramen. Because you can taste that their broth is made
100%.
Perfectly. Like, they didn't skip any quarters. They didn't,
the
like...
The thing is that it's so crazy because it has the consistency of, like, in between water and milk. Right?
Yeah.
And then when you have it, it's, like, almost, like, super creamy. It, like, coats your mouth. And I'm just like...
It's that delicious fat. It's that delicious fat and collagen from the bones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. But I was just like...
Let's be real. That's why, statistically speaking, on average, Japanese people live longer than a lot of other people.
Mom actually asked. She's like, how are they having something that tastes so decadent and they're all, like, so skinny? Because I showed her a video of a ramen chef.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was like, oh, how is it made? And I was like, perfection, I have a video for you.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is obviously like super skinny and fit, and like they show in the video in Japan. She's like, how? And I'm like, well, the things they make are like just relatively good for you.
Yeah.
And they have smaller portions. Like, I forget who was from the UK, not Japan. And Japan has smaller portions than the UK. It was a person who visited the U.S. and, like, went to, like, Red Robin or something and ordered a burger and fries. And it was just, like, I could feed my family with this burger and fries.
Yeah.
Like, this makes no sense. Like, this portion's insane.
I watched a YouTube video the other day where this guy had someone from that community with the rings on their neck. You know what I'm talking about. That Asian community where all the women have the rings on their neck to elongate their neck.
Yes.
He had someone from that community, a woman from that community, try American food. Like American junk food, essentially. And she had a slice of pizza, slice of pepperoni pizza. And she, you know, he's like, let's see if she picks it up the way that we all know you're supposed to grab the longer end and eat the pointy end and, you know, just a slice of pizza. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, she did. And she's like, ooh, this is very rich. It's yummy. I've never had anything like it before, but I can see myself taking a couple more bites and not being able to eat anything else. And she's like, but I don't think that I could eat this regularly because I don't feel like it's nutritious enough for me to eat all the time. And it's like, dang, lady, first of all, how dare you? How dare you come for me? Number one.
Yeah, that is a personal attack. I will put you on.
Right. And number two, you right.
True.
Like.
You can't argue.
She had a quesadilla that had like a bunch of little different vegetables in it and like chicken, like, but it was seasoned chicken. Like it looked really yummy. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, this is more along the lines of something that I would consider a treat to eat. Back where I live, but I still wouldn't regularly eat this because there's not enough. There's not enough for this to be nutritionally sound. And I'm like, well, damn.
My favorite videos is watching like tribal Indian people try food. Because there's one guy who's just like, I can taste that this has cinnamon.
Yeah.
So if you have too much of it, it'll make you cough.
Yeah.
And he'll, like, try to, like, be really medicinal with it. Like, try to, like, explain things. Oh, this will be really good. But if you have too much of it, you'll find that it's difficult for you to sleep. So what you should do is boil sesame seeds in water and drink it after having this, because then you'll fall asleep just fine. I'm just like, you know what, guy? You are trying to help me live a better life. I respect it.
Well, I think it's, what's it called? Ayurvedic? Like, medicine or an Ayurvedic, I don't know, practice. I don't even know how to say the word properly. So that's cool. Let's try again. Yeah, it's Ayurvedic, AYURVEDIC medicine. So basically it's just natural supplements where they, and it's basically, you know, Asian subcontinent.
Yeah.
That's basically where it comes from, where they're like, if you have too much cinnamon, you're going to cough, like the things that you're saying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they absolutely do that to try to treat just about everything. So yes, sir, please give me all of the tips.
Yeah. I was just like, I might take notes.
And I know someone who was, I know someone who worked at an Ayurvedic shop, basically. And she's like, you know, there's a lot of people who come in who look for this, who aren't just, you know, Indian.
Mm-hmm.
And some people swear by it. A lot of people swear by it. So if that gentleman wants to give you some more advice on YouTube, go for it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But, yeah, no, a lot of their experiences, it's so refreshing because we take for granted, I think, a lot of the things that we eat. We're just like, oh, pizza is whatever. Go Little Caesars or pizza to Domino's or whatever's local or what have you, right? And they had never had pizza before.
Yeah.
You know, even something as simple, well, pizza's pretty simple, right? Something as simple as like fried chicken.
Yeah.
They have had similar, obviously, because it's not like a revolutionary thing to
she had a taco. She had a taco.
Were like a real taco or like a Taco Bell taco?
No, she had like an in-between taco, like like a homemade taco. And she's like, oh, this is delicious. It's so spiced well. I like it. And she did the head tilt as much as she could because she had the rings on her neck. Yeah. She did the classic taco head tilt. I thought it was super cool.
Interesting. I just found an interesting bit of information. Sorry, friend called me on Discord and then messaged me about something. I'm such a reaction Andy. I apologize. It's like a term that you're probably not aware of, but like a something Andy is someone who enjoys something, or like it's a way to describe someone. Like a reaction Andy is someone who like reacts to things or likes reaction videos. There's also like what else? Like a 2K Andy, a streamer who has like 2K viewers or something stupid like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely love reaction videos because I like the idea of I like the idea of sort of rekindling that memory. It's like music, reaction to music.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing someone's reaction to a song I like and them thinking either something similar, something completely different, like makes me appreciate that thing again as if I had just listened to it for the first time again.
Yeah.
Like, I have been spam watching people reacting to Sandman on YouTube. Oh my goodness.
Okay.
I can't stop.
Oh, since we're talking about things on Netflix and whatever, since you mentioned Sandman, just in case anybody is interested, there is a third season of Mandalorian coming out, if it hasn't already come out. If you've watched the two seasons already, everybody be prepared. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to be honest. I have no care for Mandalorian.
Okay, I'm just saying.
No, I know. It's just like, and I don't know why.
I don't know why.
Are
you watching She-Hulk?
No.
Okay, there's so much hate for it. People are like, this sucks, this is terrible. Okay, I'm not going to say anything to give any spoilers if you're not watching it. I'm just going to say, watch it and form your own opinion. I feel like it's a lot more lighthearted than the other MCU series that have come out. Like, if you watched, what was it? The Falcon and Winter Soldier? Like, that was heavy.
Did you see the Thunderbolts reveal?
Yes.
I'm going to be honest. I'm losing faith in Marvel.
So, listen. Continue with this. No, it's fine. So, it's a lot more lighthearted than the ones we've seen thus far.
Mm-hmm.
The CGI could be better.
The thing is, people...
But here's the thing. It's entertaining.
I'm going to be being honest with you right now. There is no shot Disney is going to put funding in like Amazon would into a TV series.
Oh, yeah.
So people who watch like the new Lord of the Rings show, apparently it's beautiful. I haven't seen it yet. Apparently it's incredible looking. But do you know how expensive that series was for Amazon?
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure the budget was $570 million. There are movies.
Disney's not going to do that. Disney's not going to do that. Exactly. So we kind of have to just suck it up.
Exactly. You have to also understand that they're going to take shortcuts. And then also, I recall that people were talking a lot about how Jennifer, right? Her name is Jennifer, right?
Yeah.
How her CGI, her face wasn't super good. And I'm like, what is good to you then?
Yeah, I think people just like to complain.
Because the thing is that no studio that works on CGI or works on anything that has to do with any of that broad field of work has been able to overcome the uncanny valley You ask what the uncanny valley is. You can look it up. It's where your eye perceives something that's trying to be realistic as being false.
Yeah. So there's only so much you can do. That, yeah.
When you run into that, it's going to look bad no matter what. So you have to pick a direction.
Yes.
And I think that it looks fine.
Yeah. I think that people are waiting for something to be on the same level as the movies that we've been seeing from the MCU. But again, like you said, a movie has a different budget than a TV show. Whether the TV show is, you know, a mini series for 6 episodes, this is what they're going to do. It's different than a movie that has super duper, you know, high grossing actors. And because you have those well-known actors in the movie, they're going to bring in a bunch of money and you're going to have a bunch of money for the effects because everybody's expecting a certain level of effects. And as long as it does that, everyone's going to go, you know, and they're going to make billions of dollars, which they have. I'm just going
to
say,
it's harder to recoup profits on a TV series,
though. Yeah. But here's the thing. Disney's still making profit. They're still making money off of all of this. Disney's just greedy. Stop being greedy, little jerks.
No, and so the thing is that, like I said,
sorry, I like Disney. I just don't like the greed.
They make less money on the shows that they release on Disney Plus. And you're like, but how is that? It's because inherently by making more things to have on Disney Plus, mm-hmm. everything intrinsically is worth less because they're offering it at the same cost. There is no cost increase to be offered more media.
But that's not necessarily true because a lot of the, not for the shows, for the movies that they release on Disney Plus.
Well, the movies are moved because they already made the money at the box office. Typically.
Yeah, but even if they release a movie at the same time that it's been, or relatively the same time that it's been released in the box office, in theaters, what they do is they make you pay an extra fee to get it early.
Oh, okay. Okay, so, but the thing is, okay.
So then it's on there, eventually in a couple months for everybody to watch at the regular price that they pay for the monthly subscription.
Yeah.
But they're still getting people who want to watch it and want to watch it right away, who are willing to spend $20, $30 to have an early access to a movie.
Okay, but hear out this logic. So let's say someone is like, I want to watch all of the Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm.
And so they subscribe to Disney Plus.
Yes.
$13.99, I think, right?
I don't even know how much it is anymore.
I think it's $13.99 per month.
I will find out right now.
So, Christ. So it's $13.99 per month, right? And so you work and all that stuff. So you have it for 2 months, we'll say, right? So that's $28 roughly, because there is tax, you know, stuff like that. But we'll say $28 per month, $28 for 2 months. So let's say they release a show that catches your interest. So let's say there's one for one. There's enough movies that you pay $1 to watch each movie, but now you have this entire other series to watch. They're not making more.
If it's part of a bundle.
Yes.
With, you know, all the, what was it? Hulu and
ESPN.
It's $13.99 a month. Mm-hmm. If it's paid monthly by itself, if that's all you're going to do, it's currently $7.99 a month, mm-hmm. or if you're willing to pay for the year up front, it's $79.99.
Okay. So, again, okay.
In the U.S. I have to premise that with that because we have other listeners.
So, let me backtrack on my example because you're looking up the stuff. So, $9, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So,
with tax and everything, $9. Yeah.
We'll just say $9. So, I'll backtrack and say you got Disney Plus just to watch one movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, you paid $9 to watch that movie, essentially, right?
Yeah.
Let's say during that 1 month that you have it, they release a TV show that you catches your interest and you decide to watch it. They didn't make more money. They already got your $9.
Right.
So, inherently, you got that content for free.
Yes.
Because you had anything above the
one movie you got it for is for free.
Exactly. So they're not making more by releasing more content. They're actually inherently making their service. It's both a good thing and a bad thing. Because by making a new series, you attract new people to come and subscribe to your service because they want to watch that series, which then opens up that catalog for them to watch and maybe stay longer and stay subscribed longer. But also the people who are already subscribed, their subscription netted them more value.
Yes. But that's the thing. So what all of those services are trying to do, mm-hmm. whether it's Disney Plus, Hulu, Netflix.
This is not a Harry Potter episode, by the way.
No, apparently it's just a bonus episode at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
What all of them are doing is they're trying to reel you in so that you stay. So that once you stay, they will offer you new content every once in a while. But in like 6 months, they might raise the price. And since you're already enjoying the content, why not just stay if they're going to raise it a dollar or two? Like, what's the big deal? It's still cheaper than having cable, right? Sure. So then they've hooked you. It's the psychological aspect of it. The idea is the foot in the door. As long as they get you in, you're more likely to stay as they change the terms and conditions of the agreement.
True.
Because you already agreed to one thing, so why not agree to this other thing? You've agreed to pay $7.99 a month. Okay, well, we're going to give you a little bit more, but now we're going to change the price to $8.99 a month. Are you still good with that? Like, it's still really cheap, and you're still getting all this stuff. And guess what? We're going to release two more miniseries. And you think to yourself, well, I've liked them so far. Okay, I'll stay. And then in a year from now, because you already have it and you enjoy all the stuff you like, they go, you know, in order for us to keep providing you new shows and new content along with the stuff you already have, mm-hmm. we're going to go from $8.99 to $10.99. But we're also going to let you have multiple profiles and multiple people can watch it at the same time. And you're like, oh, okay, cool. Okay. It still makes sense. I'll still do it.
Yeah.
That's what Netflix did. And they're still around. When Netflix started out, it was so that you could rent DVDs.
I remember that.
You would say, here's the list of DVDs, of movies I want to watch.
Did they split into Redbox? Or was that a whole other service?
Redbox is a whole other service. Redbox tried to do the same thing.
Or did Redbox buy it? Because I know they separated their services. Did it just die?
Yeah.
I'm curious now.
Yeah. Yeah, it basically died. So then they're like, okay, you can rent up to, what was it, 2 a month? 3 a month? 4 a month? Basically, you could rent however many you wanted. And then it turned into different tiers of service where you could rent up to 4 a month for this price and 3 a month for this price and 2 a month for this price. And then they're like, hey, we're going to start...
It still exists.
Oh my gosh.
It's called dvd.netflix.com. And you can... Look, it's still a thing.
No. Nope. I'm not going to... That doesn't work. That doesn't happen. It's gone. So anyway...
What? There is...
I can't believe it's still a thing.
Like I said, I knew they split up into completely different services.
Yeah, I thought it was gone. That
they had like been bought out by Redbox or something. Oh, no.
My goodness. So, like, oh, Netflix completely changed the game.
Oh, yeah.
And Netflix was the one who set up the pattern for all of the other streaming services.
How do you think the execs at Blockbuster feel when they had the opportunity to buy Netflix when it had first started for like a mil?
They're big mad.
And they were like... Streaming movies, that is not the future. The future is the hardware. People like that. And now they're gone.
Yeah.
Like...
yeah.
Good times.
Well, it's got to be similar to what, like, actors like Will Smith feel when they realize they missed out on The Matrix.
Oh my goodness.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's gotta hurt deep down inside.
Oh my god. Do you know what they're remaking?
What are they remaking?
This is not a Harry Potter episode. They are remaking Interview with the Vampire.
No. I knew that. Nope.
Did you watch the trailer?
Nope.
Okay, so...
I don't think... Okay, can I... I'm going to say this before you say anything else.
Did you pause?
No.
Okay, continue.
I just moved stuff because it was in the way.
Okay.
I understand wanting to remake things that had a bad first run or had a great first run.
The thing is that Interview with the Vampire has a cult following. Sorry.
Mom did the same thing to me earlier when I was talking to her.
Sorry.
It's okay. Or had a great first run and you want to update it to make it more relevant, what have you. For example, with all the live action Disneys that have been coming out for a few years now.
Yes.
I saw live action Aladdin with the fiance on our first date. I really liked it. Okay. It wasn't terrible.
Okay.
It like I prefer the Disney version, like the cartoon version, but that's just because that's what I grew up with. You know?
Could I insert a little tidbit in there?
Yes.
Aladdin was actually the first movie ever that used a well-known actor as a voice actor in Robin Williams as a genie. Is the first time ever. And when the idea was first pitched at Disney, the idea did not go over well. They wanted, no, why would we use someone who's known? We have to pay him a ton more.
Because it's going to bring in a whole lot of money, people.
And the guy was like, do you understand how many people are going to watch this movie who had no intention of watching it because Robin Williams is the voice of one of the characters?
Yeah.
And that was revolutionary when it came out.
Oh, yeah.
Ran a little bit. Continue.
Okay. You know, Emma Watson, Hermione as Belle. Awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and we got a couple of extra songs that we love. So it was great.
Evermore?
Yeah. Oof,
got me.
So, and I saw the trailer recently. Did you see it, the new trailer for The Little Mermaid?
No, I heard interesting things about
it. Okay. Well, there's controversy because people are like, why we gotta be woke? Why does she have to be African American?
In the Caribbean.
Why da 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 da? And I'm like, the argument is, it's not true to the story. Bro, do you know that in Hans Christian Andersen's version of The Little Mermaid, she was green? She was green.
And it's not a happy ending.
And it's a terrible ending for a kid's story.
Yeah, she falls in love with him and then she turns into bubbles.
Sea foam.
Yeah,
bubbles. Yes.
So let's not pretend.
If we want to go back to the original, let's go all the way back to the original and have her be green.
Yeah. No, I heard that the new Little Mermaid and Snow White movies are trying to remove the male element from it so that the girls are, like, empowered and they don't need men or whatever. And I was just like...
I don't necessarily know if that's the case.
That's what I heard. That's what I saw in an article. And, again, articles like that, like, could be written by men trying to be, you know... Trying to sabotage it or mansplain why men have to be in it, which it doesn't necessarily have to be the case. But I think that when you move away from source material far too much, it becomes its own thing.
Yes.
And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, maybe call it something else or say that it's inspired by, which is fine. But then to say, this is The Little Mermaid and it has nothing that resembles the source material... would be weird. I'm not saying it does.
All we've seen is a trailer.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not. That's all I'm trying to say that like that's not necessarily the case. But if it is the case, then just call it something else. Just say it's inspired by something else. Because then if it isn't, it doesn't have to be a completely faithful reproduction. Because then what's the point in watching the new thing?
Yes. So going back to what I was saying.
Yes.
I understand the need to want to remake things. However, not everything needs to be remade.
Interview with the Vampire does not need to be remade.
It was great.
It's still good.
Like, even if you watch it today, which I watched it, like, a couple weeks ago, I'm not gonna lie, because I like vampires. It's a good thing. Like real vampires, not like Stephanie Myers. Stop. That's not for me.
Stop.
Sorry. They don't fit in my view. I know. Okay. So.
We don't discriminate against vampires.
You don't discriminate against vampires.
Where are you right now? You are in MySpace. In MySpace, you do not discriminate against vampires. Do it in your heart. That's fine. I can't control what happens in there.
There. Okay. So.
I love how you're going to say something and you're just like, never mind. I'm going to continue my point.
Yeah. It doesn't need to be remade. It stands the test of time.
After this, we're watching the trailer.
We don't need to change things. Why do we need to change things for the sake of change? Get my money some other way. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going to watch it because I have no interest in watching it. If they wanted to remake Queen of the Damned, I'd be okay with that. On a certain level, I'd be okay with it because I feel like they should have done a little bit more with it. That's just my opinion.
They should have continued on in that universe. Would have been sick.
Yes. So I understand that. Some people might want to redo that one. That's fine. I still love it. I still watch it every once in a while. I still, like, I'm like, go, Aaliyah, kill all the people. that's just me.
I love how your arm went up.
Yes. Kill all the people. Go, yes. Because okay. I love it.
Jesus.
There is no reason to remake that. It would be like people wanting to remake Lord of the Rings in like 15 years. Why would you want to remake it? It was done well. Just leave it alone. If you want to do a prequel, fine. If you want to do a sequel, fine. Why?
They make their prequels.
Yeah. Why? Why would you want to do that? Harry Potter movies. If they wanted to redo it as a series on Netflix, where they go more in depth, I would be okay with that. But let's have some Daniel Radcliffe as one of the teachers, or playing his own dad, like his dad.
Oh, I did not tell you.
What?
Do you, I think, my brain, that Phineas Nigelis Black.
Yes.
Is the headmaster during Hogwarts Legacy.
Yes, you did mention it.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. No, it's fine.
A little bit of Harry Potter.
I would be okay with that. But if you're going to just redo it as a movie, as like eight movies. Yeah, I'm not okay with that. Like, there is no reason to have to redo it, to make it more up to date or in the, no, it's fine. Don't do it. That would be like them trying to remake The Godfather, that whole series. Mm. Leave it alone.
Yeah. So that's the thing, is that when something is sort of a classic already, or something is sort of historic, you kind of do have to kind of leave it alone. You run the risk of
alienating the original,
marring the franchise,
yeah,
by including content that is unnecessary. So for people who desperately hate Fantastic Beasts,
mm-hmm,
which I understand, to be honest,
it stopped being about beasts, and it was never really about beasts.
It was sort of a catch me title.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with beasts. It's not even pretend.
The beasts are there. They're cool, but they're not the main focus. The main focus is the undertitle. Like, it's Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Crimes of Grindelwald. Like, yeah, that's what it actually is. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Secrets of Dumbledore.
Yeah.
That's...
And the first one, the undertitle, even though it wasn't there, it was kind of, it was
like Newt's Commander. Like, no, that's what it was.
Frick New York. That's what it was. Yeah. No, so I think I agree in that don't remake movies. If you want to explore the universe more, remake them as a series if it calls for it. The one thing that I think is like kind of absolutely incredible is how much lore they got in Lord of the Rings. Obviously, they had to cut a ton.
Oh, yeah.
But how much was actually included? Like, insane.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I'm just excited for all of the stuff that's coming out. And
do you know how many Assassin's Creed games they announced?
No, I don't even know. I have to get back into them.
Four.
Because I have like five Assassin's Creed games four of them for the PS3, and I don't have any for the PS5, but I need to get back into the ones that I have for the PS3, like to play through them, because I watched you play them and they were so much fun to watch that now I actually want to play them.
They were,
and like so I have fun. Them, and I started playing one of them, and then
you started playing two.
Huh?
You started playing two, I think.
I think it was two. I said one of them.
Yeah, no,
I don't remember which one it was. I started playing two. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we moved and things happened. And then we started doing other things. And life happened.
Yes.
But I would like to get back into them.
Yeah, but they announced four Assassin's Creed games yesterday.
Oh, goodness.
There's Assassin's Creed Mirage.
Yeah.
Which takes place 12 years after Valhalla and it's in Baghdad.
Okay.
You're playing as the assassin Basim, which is in Valhalla. So you know what his fate is, which kind of sucks, I feel like, honestly. Because why would you make a game about a character? You know what his fate is. I mean, obviously, that's sort of the premise entirely of Assassin's Creed. Like, you know, Ezio at some point dies because he has to, because you're living his memories.
Yeah.
Same for Eivor in Valhalla, or Cassandra in Odyssey, or even the Egyptian dude. I forget his name. I'm so sorry I didn't play that one. Like, you know that they all die, but knowing that...
Spoilers. No, I'm kidding.
Anyway, knowing the fate of Basim is, like, weird to then make a game about him.
Well, I think that they're going with the premise that you already know that all of these people have met their fate. And now you're just seeing it, but it's probably going to be like a callback.
Yeah, it is.
The same way that all the other ones are.
Yeah, but it feels weird. It feels weird because... Spoiler tag? It's in Harry Potter?
We're not spoiling. We're not putting a tag on anything, by the way. I'm just saying, like, this episode turned into us just talking, which is you're
fine.
Welcome.
Cool. So Basim is, like I said, in Valhalla. Assassin's Creed went in a totally different direction that I don't think you're prepared for.
Okay, but anyway, continue.
I'm not going to super spoiler that, because you actually have to see it, because you'd be like, how? But this is what I'm going to say. Basim ends up being the host for Loki.
Okay.
How we get there, you'll find out.
Okay, so we're going to... So there's a bunch of Assassin's Creed games that I need to watch.
Play.
And play. Like, trailers for things that I have to watch and things that I have to play. Mm-hmm. And, like, I have to play the ones that we actually own. And...
Anyway. But, yeah. So, he's actually not dead. He is alive in present time at the same time as Desmond.
Okay.
So that's why it's just like, wait, what the hell?
Okay. So, moving on.
Uh-huh.
Did we cover all the stuff you wanted to cover?
Mostly. I want to show you the Interview with the Vampire trailer. And then we're done.
Ew.
I know. Dude. So listen. I'm an ally. Gay people are cool.
Okay.
They made it super homoerotic. And I understand that, I forget what the vampire's name is, but him in Lestat, I understand that they kind of have like a little energy. This is...
No. They did not have a little energy. If you've watched all of it, the... Marcius? Name of vampire who created Lestat. Who turned, not created.
Well, technically, they call it
creation. Turned Lestat. Right. I'm trying to find it. It's taking a second. Okay. Stan Rice. Physical appearance, personality, history. Lestat was born. Gabrielle, his mom. Magnus. Who later abducts him and transforms him into a vampire against his will. Magnus. That's what it says.
Wait a second.
Marius. That's what they called him in the movie.
Yeah, I think so.
Hold on. Interview with the Vampire.
Okay. Anyway.
Movie.
We're just... Okay, we should stop. We should be done. This is an extra episode.
I'm looking at the cast, sir.
Okay. So, well.
Lestat. Mm-hmm. Maid. Armand. Was not the one. He Armand was a different one.
Antonio Banderas. Yes. In the original.
So, Malloy. Whore on waterfront.
That is me.
Pimp.
Also me.
Widow St. Clair, widow's lover.
Also me.
Mortal boy. I like it. Mortal ticket collector.
Dude. Anyway. Yes, we should end this episode now.
Well, now I have to, you know.
Press stop. We're done.
No.
Okay. Hi, everyone.
So Tom Cruise was the one who turned Brad Pitt.
Yes. No, yes.
Well, because Tom Cruise was Lestat.
Bro. Make me open up YouTube, I swear to God.
No, that's the other one.
I know. I want to hear names, though. Oh, headset dead, stupid piece of crap.
Yes, Tom Cruise is the one who turns Brad Pitt. So Brad Pitt is Louis, and Lestat is actually Tom Cruise.
There's something wonky that happened here then, but we'll talk about it in a second after we watch it.
So I'm not crazy. Magnus is the one who created Lestat as the vampire.
Yes.
But Lestat was the one who turned Louis, who is the main character of Interview with the Vampire.
Yes.
Which is who Malloy, Christian Slater's character, was interviewing.
Yes.
So we say Vampire Lestat because we're so used to talking about him, but he's the one who turned Louis, and he was turned by Magnus.
Yes.
There is a Marius, but he was in Queen of the Damned.
Okay, fair enough. So we should end this episode now.
Yeah, we're at almost an hour and a half.
Okay, where bye.
We just talked.
Okay, bye. Okay.
We promise we'll get back to actual Harry Potter in the next episode.
We talk too much.
Yeah. But you love it.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.